Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Update for Sunday, November 7th, 2021. Some of you may be hearing a Sunday Update for the first time because this is now being broadcast on two different feeds. Of course, on the Morning Motivation feed, it's also now going to be on the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast feed because I've gotten some very good advice about how to better use my podcast feed. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to talk about how I nearly worked myself to death and how you cannot do the same thing. Well, I suppose you could do the same thing, but you shouldn't. It's not a good idea, so learn from my mistakes. All right, so I met a fella named Phil Pelluccia. He does the Billionaires and Boxers podcast. I met him at Strategic Alliance Live, which is coming up in December. If you don't have your tickets to that, reach out to me because I can hook you up. It's a great event, and we should definitely go. You should definitely go. I'm going to go. It's going to be awesome. But so I met this guy, Phil Pelluccia. Now, Phil is a master of building businesses using podcasts. He is not necessarily a master of building huge podcasts, although his podcast is huge. But he's not one of those people who says, I'll get you a million downloads of your podcast. Instead, he says, I will teach you how to use your podcast to build your business. So, smart guy, taught me a bunch of stuff. And one of the things that he taught me when I was talking about the Power 5 podcast, he's like, why are you starting a third podcast feed? And I said, well, I want to keep everything separate. Got Morning Motivation does this Morning Motivation thing. And we got the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast, his interviews. And the Power 5 podcast is answers and things like that. And he says, okay, that sounds good, but it's wrong. He was very gentle about it and very nice, but he suggested that I should instead put the Power 5 podcast on the Guy Who Knows a Guy feed. Because what's the point of building two audiences on two separate feeds when fundamentally those two things are doing the same thing? Now, Morning Motivation is a little bit different. Morning Motivation is about being an update. Not an update, a fire-up energy thing first thing in the morning. It needs to be simple. You need to open it up, listen to the last episode in the queue, and boom, that's going to be motivation in the morning. All right, don't want to clutter that one up. It does its own special weird thing, and it's working. But the interviews on the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast and the answers on the Power 5 podcast are both information about business and ways to engage and inform. They're similar in what they do. They go for the same audience. Why not put them together? So if you're listening to the Guy Who Knows a Guy feed and you're hearing this, you may have noticed there have been a bunch of little snippets of useful knowledge in between the interviews. And according to the stats, you like it because there's been a spike of listenership and downloads since the first Power 5 episode hit the feed. So it seems to be working. So thank you, Phil. Good job. Of course, I know you know your stuff because I see your results, but the effect was instantaneous. By the way, anyone listening, if you're like, oh, I wish I could make my podcast do that, let me introduce you to Phil because Phil is so generous with his knowledge. Now, full disclosure, I am a client of his, but partly because he gave me a lot of knowledge up front that I could then execute on to get some things happening and then stepped up, but he'll talk to you, he'll give you kind of those starting steps to get rolling, so you'll be like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. And then he doesn't do the hard sell thing, but if you say, hey, I want to work with Phil some more, you can. So he's a great guy to talk to, a great guy to know, and I'd be happy to introduce you, because that's what I do, I'm the Guy Who Knows a Guy. So there are two feeds. There's the Morning Motivation feed, morningmotivation.fun, where 6 days a week you get a blast of motivation inspiration with some kickin' music. About 2 to 5 minutes. It's designed to be something you listen to before you get out of bed. You get up and you're like, ugh, I don't want to get up. Well, you go on there, you listen to that, it gets you a little fired up, gets the blood pumping, and boom, you're on your way. The other is the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast, which is a mix of interviews with awesome people and Power 5 podcasts. Now, if you go to guywhoknowsaguy.com/podcast, what you will see is a list of all the interviews. If you go to the actual podcast feed, you will find all the Power 5 episodes. I'm not making separate pages for each of those because the whole point of the Power 5 podcast is it's low overhead to produce. I will additionally, with future Power 5 episodes as I produce them, I will be releasing them contemporaneously as I produce them onto YouTube. So you can go to my YouTube channel, which I think is youtube.guyonosaguy.com, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but you know, search me up. You'll find it there. You will find videos of the Power 5 talks, and they're all 5 minutes or less. So that's some valuable stuff there. So my focus recently, I'm discovering, is, you know, I'm the guy who knows a guy. I introduce people. It's what I do. And it's really what my business should be. I kept kind of focusing on, well, maybe I should do some coaching, or I should do this, or I should do that. But the real value, the real, you know, my unique selling proposition, my USP, is I got a big network and I know a lot of people. I can make connections. You know, I'm on the Economic Development Commission here in Groton, and there's a deficit of housing. We need developers to develop some of these properties we have into housing for the employees building the submarines here. And I realized, wait, I might know people who can do this. I don't know if I can just hit my network and find someone who can do an eight-figure, nine-figure housing development, but I might. So I'm going to reach out and try to do that. By the way, if you're a developer, Groton is a great place to develop a housing project because there is a huge demand and a very supportive town, not a very supportive zoning department or zoning board, but a very supportive town. So reach out to me, and I think you'll find this to be a good place to build if you do it right. All right, that's side note there. But if that's relevant to you, reach out to me, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. If that's not relevant to you, ignore the last 30 seconds. But I'm realizing I have this network, and one of the places I know a lot of people is speakers and stages, because a lot of people I've had on the podcast are speakers and summit hosts and podcasters and people who have opportunities for speakers to speak. So my focus is really on making those introductions. So if you are a speaker looking to find speaking opportunities, we should talk. If you are looking for speakers to fill your stages, we should talk, because making those connections is what I'm doing right now. So that's my update. Every Sunday, I also teach you something, and today I'm going to teach you how not to work yourself to death. I'm not going to teach you that because I haven't figured it out yet. But I am going to teach you that you can totally work yourself into bed. Not in the good way. I mean, there's a good way to work yourself into bed. That's not what I'm talking about. I've spent much of the past week lying down, not feeling so good. So on Monday, I woke up, couldn't get back to sleep. And so I said, you know, instead of lying here in bed staring at the ceiling, I'm just going to get up and watch some TV. I actually started watching The Expanse on Amazon. If you're a fan of like Babylon 5 and that gritty story-based sci-fi, definitely check out The Expanse. Great show. But anyway, started watching The Expanse, watched a few episodes, then went back to bed and woke up feeling kind of crummy, not feeling great. My day was punctuated with naps wherever I could get them because I was just bleh all day long. But I pushed through, got everything done I needed to get done, and it was okay. Wednesday morning, I woke up with a headache. And it was a bit of a headache, and then it grew, and then it grew, and then I started feeling dizzy and nauseous. And I went to take a short nap at around 11:30, and I was still in bed at around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And every time I got up, I was dizzy and ugh. I don't think I was sick in the infection sense. I don't think I caught anything. I don't think there's anyone I could have caught anything from. I hadn't left the house in 3 days. But I think I'd worked myself to exhaustion. Now, exhaustion is something you hear about very often with, like, Russian political figures. Oh, so-and-so, such-and-such-a-moff is in the hospital with exhaustion. You're like, yeah, sure, exhaustion. Someone tried to assassinate him, obviously. But, you know, these Russian politicians, they'd work 12 hours a day. They drank a lot. They didn't exercise much. So exhaustion's a real thing because they're working 7 days a week, and you can really work yourself to exhaustion. It's very high stress. And I figure, well, yeah, I'm not exhausting myself because what am I doing? I'm sitting in front of a computer or sitting in a car. I'm not lifting heavy things. I'm not actually that stressed out because I have time to figure stuff out. There's no real time limit on me. There's some stresses, but I'm not, like, stressed. I don't have high blood pressure and everything like that. So I'm like, it's not that big a thing. And yet, I work 7 days a week, and I estimate that I've probably taken maybe 2 days off in the last 90. Because I need to make money, and I need to build the business. and there's short-term revenues, there's long-term building, and that takes all the 7 days of the week. So I have not taken a full day off, with I think one or two exceptions, in months and months and months. And even the days I've taken off haven't really been days off. So if you push yourself that hard, eventually your body will tell you you're taking a day off today, right now. And if you're like, but I still need to now go to bed. And I think this would happen Wednesday. Wednesday, my body just knocked me on my butt and said, you are no longer working. You are resting right now. You are going to lie down. And I did. Actually, still, 2 days later, I record my Sundays on Friday. 2 days later, I'm still feeling crummy. I'm still not feeling great, but I'm feeling better. And I think some of it is just having muscular issues and whatnot, needing massage and the rest. But I think it's also just the hangover from pushing myself too hard, too long, not getting a break. I sometimes say, the human body's like a machine and you need to get a maintenance, but it's not as clear as a machine. Like my car, it needs maintenance. I got to take it to the shop. They're going to do the things and boom, it's been maintained. It doesn't need to just sit and rest for a day for reasons. The human body is actually like clear your brain, because if you don't clear your mind, you don't clear your body and bad things happen. You need to shift. You need to cross train. You need to do different things that fill you in different ways, because the human body is not constructed. It is not designed. It is evolved. And so you need to work it the way it works. Now, I've also been thinking back. And so the longest time I've thought two things about myself. One, I thought that I was lazy, and I've also thought that I'm not good at certain things, like focusing. But as I think back, sometimes that quote-unquote laziness is a factor of, if I'd sit at a computer for 90 minutes, my neck would start hurting, and if I kept at it, I'd get a headache and dizzy, and then I'd stop. I'd do something else. And once that happened, once I started feeling too hot or too achy or too whatever, I couldn't think straight, I couldn't plan, I couldn't focus. And that's why I'd think, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at entrepreneurship. I can't lead myself. But what if instead it's that I was running up against physical limitations? I don't know, but I suspect that there are other people for whom their meaty exoskeleton doesn't stop functioning after 90 minutes in front of a computer. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's a matter of my age. Maybe it's a matter of the chair I sit in. But even my 20s, if I sat and tried to work too long, I would start getting physically uncomfortable. Not like, oh, I'm getting impatient, don't want to be here. Like physically, my neck would hurt, my shoulders would hurt, my back would hurt. Now they go to a chiropractor, it's better. So I've always had something like that. And I never thought of myself as having physical disabilities. I'm generally pretty able, but if my body is preventing me from doing work to a level I would like to do it, that is a physical limitation. That's something to think about. And so for you out there listening, there's two things I want you to consider. One is your meaty exoskeleton that carries your brain around has limitations. It may have more limitations, it may have less limitations, but they all have limitations. Now, some people hit their limit at 9 hours a day or 19 hours a day. Some people need more sleep, some people need less sleep. Some people can talk all day but can only spend 30 minutes on a computer at a time. Some people can sit on a computer all day and can only spend 30 minutes talking. You have limits. Know what they are and then try to navigate them. And if you're like me, you will discover them by tripping over those limits over and over and over again. But try to learn from them so you don't make the mistake again. One of my favorite bumper stickers says, experience is the ability to recognize a mistake when you make it again. So I am certainly, I've exhausted myself into bed before, and I will probably do it again. But hopefully I learn from it. I learn where that limit is. I learn what the warning signs are earlier. I'm going to start taking Mondays off after Thanksgiving. I'm going to block out Mondays and clear that time so no appointments go there, no work goes there. Now, it's a day that I could use if I'm like, okay, I really need to push this week. I could get some work done like I used to do on Saturdays before I started working every Saturday. But I intend to open it up so I've got that day to without fear of regret or fear of not getting work done, I could take that time off. I want to go to the indoor go-karting place, Supercharged, and go around the track a few times or throw some axes. I can do that. If I want to take a walk, I can do that. If I want to just go out and, you know, hang out at a restaurant and eat lunch or whatever, hang out with friends. Whoa, friends, who are those? I mean, it's a Monday, so I don't know how many people are available during the day, but whatever, I will have that day open and to kind of shift back to that ordinary lifestyle. And that was my intention all along, was that by New Year's Day, I would either be at a place where I'd have revenue coming in from the primary business and be able to back down my short-term revenue-generating activities, my gig work, or if not, I would start dialing down, start taking the time out of my Monday through Friday work. Either way, I was going to start taking days off, because you can't sprint forever, and I've been sprinting for 9 months, 8 months, I don't know. I've been sprinting for a long time, much longer than I intended to. So this is a plan that was in place. I'm just executing a little bit earlier. But for you there at home, this whole like hustle culture. Now, if you're 19, maybe you can hustle like that 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're listening to this, you're probably not 19. If you are 19, I'd love to hear from you and hear your story. Email me, michael@guyownersaguy.com. But if you're listening to this, you're probably not 19, because most people I consort with are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, maybe 60s. If you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, you can't run 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. You need to take a break. You need to rest. And you need to do some things. And not just wearing yourself out in different ways. You need to actually take those breaks. So make sure that you do that. And for those of you who are new to the Sunday update, which you might be because this is new on the Guy Who Knows a Guy feed, for those of you who are new to this, I share this story. I am documenting my journey in this part of the podcast because I want people to hear my challenges, the rough parts of it, the grimy parts of it, the parts that aren't going perfectly, because I want you to hear them and say, oh, I thought he was pretty awesome, and hopefully you still do, but I thought he was doing great, but now I hear he's, you know, worked so hard he ended up in bed for 2 days. Huh, okay, well, you know, a lot of people say, Michael, where do you find the time to sleep? I don't. I find the time to sleep when my body says lie down or before you fall down. So, you know, some people see me working that hard and might say, well, I need to work that hard. Yes, but I want to show you what you need to do so you hopefully don't end up lying in bed for 2 days. So that's why I'm sharing all of this. But in spite of the fact that I'm not great at taking care of myself, I am pretty good at taking care of my network. I estimate that I've produced about $600,000 of value in introductions to my network, connecting people to each other. I'm wicked good at helping people in my network and connecting them. I'm just not wicked good at getting paid for it. So I am not a monetization coach. The people I coach, they know how to make money. They just need the introduction so they can make it. That's my focus. And now I've tried to figure out that whole monetization side of it, which is why I have three different coaches who are helping me do all this. So I would love to hear your feedback, your thoughts. Email me, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. If you're listening to this on the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast feed, check out morningmotivation.fun, my daily motivational podcast. If you're listening to this on Morning Motivation, check out guywhoknowsaguy.com/podcast, my interview and advice podcast. And I hope you will reach out and be sure to share, like, and review this podcast, because that is how people hear about it. That is how we spread the word, and that is how we're able to help more people. Whichever podcast feed you're listening is on, please do share it out to someone you know, and at least put a rating and a review if you're listening on a platform that lets you do that. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have learned something, and I will see you tomorrow on whichever feed you're listening to. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.